have to, you know, go out there and, you know, understand what they're trying to do offensively from a defensive point of view and just overall what they're trying to do to attack us.
What do you remember from the first game that you have to correct and take for the second game?
You know, just eliminate some of the big plays that they had. We need to obviously always get pressure on the quarterback, tackle well, things like that.
And I will ask you this in general because you probably won't talk about it in particular, but during the self-scouting period here, during the bye, what did you guys find out about yourselves in terms of the defensive backfield and what you need to do better? Because it was not pretty a lot of times during the first part of the season for you guys back there.
The biggest thing is just grow from the mistakes that we made. You know, eliminate the big plays. That's number one. You know, to be a successful secondary, you can't give up big plays in the passing game. And that's one thing that we need to focus on and try to eliminate.
Steve, how anxious are you to get back?
Real anxious, you know. It's not fun to sit on the couch and watch you guys out there playing. So I'm real anxious to get out there and play.
Do you think the extended time has helped you heal fully and not rush?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you have an injury, you know, time heals. So the more time you have to heal and, you know, the bye week coming in there and giving an extra week, really 2 weeks, and the healing process helped out.
What was Bill's message essentially coming off the bye here, basically back to business now?
Just get back to work. You know, vacation's over. Just get back to work. And let's try to win a football game here coming up this week.
You fully expect to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm out there practicing right now, you know, trying to, you know, definitely get back in the swing of things. So we'll see how it goes.
Steve, as far as feeling better physically, how important is the bye week to just get back in touch with a normal life?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You mean as far as getting away from football? Yeah, it's important. You know, the season can be a grind. You know, you go through camp and then you go through the preseason and you're kind of 8 weeks into it now. It's good for the guys to get away, get their minds off things a little bit, see it from an outside perspective. But now definitely, you know, put that behind you. You had your time off and get back to work and get this thing going.
Do anything special?
No, I was around here rehabbing and stuff like that.
Good teams make a habit of stringing wins together. Mm-hmm. The heightened awareness of that as you enter the second half of the season, especially with a lot of division games.
Yeah, you could say that, but I think our main focus right now is winning one football game, and that's against the Buffalo Bills. You can't really look past that. You know, it's the NFL. Every week presents a challenge. Our main focus is winning one football game, and that's this week coming up.
As a safety, are you impressed with Devin McCourty's ability to bounce back and forth almost week to week from cornerback to safety and his ability to kind of, you know, be a solid player?
Yeah, I mean, Dev's a great athlete. You know, he understands football. He's a smart football player. He understands what we're trying to do as a defense. And, you know, he has the ability to play any position in the secondary. So he's done a great job.
What's the biggest difference between two positions?
Corner and safety.
Yeah, how can someone easily
Well, you know, I mean, corner, you're more out there on an island, you know, a lot of times matched up, you know, with a receiver. Inside at safety, so a lot of times you're in more zone coverage and, you know, kind of playing zone concepts and things like that, helping guys out. So it just depends on the specific defense, you know, what the differences are.
Pretty selfless act, though, for someone to
do. Oh, yeah, Dev's a selfless guy. You know, he's a team player. He just wants us to win, and whatever they ask him to do, just like the rest of us, we're willing to do.
Dave, it looks like you got some help coming in. How much does that boost to you guys mentally, physically,
help as far as
– possibly?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't – you know, I haven't studied film on him or anything like that. You know, we'll see when he gets here. Right now, our focus is Buffalo. I mean, he's not here right now, so.
Nice to see the front office, though, at least.
Yeah, those guys are going to do a great job of just, you know, trying to put our football team in position to win football games. So we trust whatever they decide.
What are the challenges? I mean, you're going to play three teams twice this year. What's the challenge of facing a team the second time?
Yeah, it's always a challenge. You know, teams get familiar with each other. You've played a team once already. You kind of start to understand each player. You've played against him. It's kind of like practice. You know, you practice against guys, you know, a few times. You start to understand their tendencies. So anytime you play a team more than once, you have that feel for what it was like to go against them the first time. So you kind of understand, you know, what their tendencies are as a player.
Is it thinking that says that the team that loses the first time has more fixable things to learn from? But I'm assuming, despite you guys winning last time, Belichick had a long list of correctable mistakes.
Oh, yeah. Every game has a long list of correctable mistakes. You know, no game is perfect, and that's the challenge of the NFL. It's going out and trying to learn from each game, get better from it, and correct the mistakes that you've made.
There is a lot of moving parts for every team throughout a season, but mm-hmm. the secondary in particular has had a lot of upheaval with injuries and stuff. Does that mm-hmm. make it really difficult as far as communication, just not having that stability?
I don't think so. I think we do a good job in our meeting room of trying to communicate with everybody, making sure everybody's on the same page and emphasizing, you know, everybody being a communicator. So I think we do a good job with that stuff. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.